If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
The Bethel Deliverance app is now available to download for free at Apple Store and Google Play. You can tune into Sunday services through live stream, view video sermons on demand, listen to audio messages through podcasts, send prayer requests, communicate through social media, and you can contribute to the ministry simply by using today's technology. Get access to all of Bethel's media outlets and church events right at your fingertips. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download Bethel Deliverance to get connected today.
Muhammad Ali realized when he was about to fight George Foreman, he realized that it was necessary to fight him mentally first. So he called George a bunch of names and he tried to do the same thing to George that he did to Joe Frazier. But George wasn't Joe Frazier. Frazier was bothered by the names. George said, just let me get him in the ring. Muhammad Ali saw something in his eye that you learned in Rocky III was called the eye of the tiger. And when George began to get himself together in the ring, and the first time he hit Ali, Ali said, I'm in trouble. This man didn't believe all the hype from the news conferences. This fool actually thinks he's going to knock me out. So Muhammad Ali shifted his plan. He said, if I can't dance around, because if I dance, see, while I'm dancing, he just might clock me. He said, but what I'm going to do is let him punch himself out. So he kept teasing George and getting George angrier and angrier and angrier and angrier. And George started coming in, taking them big swings. Boom. Boom. And Ali found out that the big swings were taking away his strength. So Ali would just tuck himself in the corner. And his corner workers were yelling at him, get out the corner, get out the corner. He said, I know what I'm doing. Boom. Boom. He was taking all that George had to offer. And when he saw that George had lost it, he came out. And just three punches later, George was on the canvas. He called it the rope-a-dope. Now, after, true to Ali form, after he won, he began to give you the impression that he planned on this. But I submit to you, it was a lie. He didn't plan on it. It was what he responded with. In other words, I admire the fact that he had a B plan. Do you? See, when the devil comes against you, and see, in the past, you would just say, loose here, devil, and he'd back away, and you get emboldened and strong. But these devils ain't backing up on loose here. The ones that are in the world right now, see, you've gone into the realm of the principality now. And he ain't backing up from loose here, but he will back up from praise. Lord, listen to this. Said, Bishop, why does he back up from praise? Because everything in the spirit realm knows that prayer invites God. If prayer invites God, complaining drives him away. So what is it that the devil wants you to do? Complain, because he knows that drives God away. But when you praise, that invites God. So the devil doesn't want you to rope-a-dope him. Tell him, come on, bring your despair, bring your doubt. I might have some trouble with the scripture right now, but I got no trouble with saying, bless you, Lord. I got no trouble with saying, oh, magnify the Lord with me. And every time you do that, you're strengthening, stretching your faith. Woo! Said, how big am I making it? Big enough for God to get in. And we serve a big God. You got to stretch that faith, baby. You got to stretch that faith so when God comes in, the jail cells bust open. Sickness will fall off you. Despair will roll away. This is an interesting adjective, possible. It's an interesting adjective. In the natural, we hear possible, and in the Bible, it's used 13 times in the normal sense of possible. For it is possible for this Bible to sit here because there is a table here for it to rest. So it's possible. But because this word, in the biblical sense, it's used 35 times, but in different components. And the one that Jesus used here is the one that's used 10 times in the Bible, and that is able. He crafts a situation where he says that if you can believe, you'll be able to do this yourself. My brothers and sisters, I call your attention to the miracles of Jesus, and you will find that when Jesus ascertains that the recipient has the power to do it themselves, he does not interject a prayer, but he releases a command. I suggest to you that when you go over to John's gospel and you find the occasion that Jesus comes to the pool of Bethesda and he finds a multitude of sick folks and he walks over to one person who had been lying there for so long that I'm sure he has a reputation and a following. At this pool, these individuals are lying there, some without hope, some in despair, and Jesus comes and he brings a modicum of hope wherever he goes. But he picks out the one that's been there for 38 years. He asks the man a question that in this man's world is a question of impossibility. His answer illustrates the fact that Jesus has asked him this in a way that he cannot handle it. Jesus asks him a question of hope. He responds with an existential answer. He does not respond with a hopeful response. He responds with one who has no hope. Jesus says, do you want to be whole? The man says, I don't have anybody put me in the water. Existentialism depends on someone else to get you through. It means that someone has to help me get better because I lack the capacity to do it myself. Jesus, in his imitable fashion, his way of provoking faith, says, get up. You will notice that after Jesus gives said command, the man ceases looking for external help. He simply responds to the command. Not only does Jesus tell the man to get up, but he says, pick up the thing upon which you've been laid so that you won't go back and lay on it anymore. Whew. You see, most people who deal in self-pity keep going back to the pitiful condition. They like to talk about it and reminisce about it and hold on about it until they bring your joyful soul down. But you made the decision for mediocrity. You made the decision to pull in someone else's problems and make them yours. Don't try to make your problems mine. Don't rain on my parade. Took me years to get this level of praise. I'm not letting you bring me back to where you are. Six times this word is used as the word mighty. Once again, Jesus suggests that you are capable of doing this because there's a might inside of you. There's an interesting concept here because salvation had not yet become available. Christ has not gone to the cross. And what he's suggesting is that the power to bring about this miracle is already resident inside of you. But like so many humans, the enemy has blinded our minds to our potential and caused us to focus in on our permanent, temporary reality. I don't mean to sound paradoxical or oxymoronic, but in your mind, you think it's permanent, but in God's mind, it's temporary. Say, how do you know it's temporary? Because God let it come to you. He only lets those things come to you that you're going to overcome. He doesn't let anything come that's going to bring you down. He lets stuff come to make you strong. Lord, help me today. But you got to do it within the context of your gift. Don't reach for what you can't sustain. Jason has some time ago, he was after me to work out with him. If you ever saw him, I went to work out with him one time, Doug. One time. He came there, and I always do my cardio first, and I do about an hour of cardio and either treadmill, bike, or whatever, because I like to get my heart rate up, you know, and all this other stuff. He came in and maybe did about 5 minutes of cardio. I was wondering what's wrong with him. Then he goes over to the weights. Now, the weights, I spend about 10 minutes. That's enough. 1 minute on each one. Jason gets under the machine. He gets under the feet. He didn't fool with the machines. He just did the real weights. He's a man. He's a man. He got a chest from here to the back door. That's why we never have any demonic problems when Jason's standing with me, because he ain't going to lay hands on you. He's going to beat the devil out of you. Devil took one look at him and went back and said, oh, we're the little people. So I was watching him, and he was doing these presses, and it kind of pumped me up, so I thought I could do. Now, I wasn't putting as much weight on there as he had, God knows. I put on my little bit of weight and started doing it, and he didn't stray away too far, because he knew I need a spotter. Because the kid ain't doing all that. I ain't doing all that stuff. I ain't trying out for the Olympics. But it wasn't my gift. But because it was his and he saw I was trying, he kind of stayed right by just in case it fell on my throat. And so he was there to help me. That's how God is. God says, now you watch me make the heavens and the earth. You watch me destroy the works of the devil. And then you step in and try. And I'm going to be real close. So just in case you can't, I'll back you up. I'll spot you. I'll make sure that what you're trying ain't going to kill you. Now, he took my boy with him. He took my boy with him once, and he's out there working, my boy. Darius came back and couldn't even raise his arms. I said, what's the matter? He said, I was with Mr. Jason. I said, what do you have you doing? He was doing curls, and poor Darius couldn't get his arms above. I said, well, why'd you do so much? He said, well, yeah, now I want to keep up with Mr. Jason. He ain't going no more. See, sometimes we try to go where God hasn't gifted us. And no matter how much faith you have, God can't honor presumption. Don't buy a car you can't afford. And your arm's going to be too heavy to sign the check. Don't marry somebody. Let me move on. I'm going to stretch your faith with that in mind. With the application of possible in mind, with this definition of inner strength and inner ability coming out under provocation. And the provocation is the test. The test is the provocation. The faithfulness of God assures us that he won't let anything come to us that we don't have the possible. Tell somebody, you got the possible. Oh, I hope y'all hear me. Tell somebody else, you got the possible. That means that when a trial comes, baby, you got the possible.
If you believe God, for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
11216P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.